first Wednesday practice of the 2012 regular season in the books, and after head coach Gary Kubiak meets the media, talks a little about the right side of the offensive line.
Well, I mean, we had a good camp, Mark. You know, I mean, they're ready to go. I mean, you know, Newton's, it's his first start as a pro, so, I mean, that's a pretty big deal for him and for our team, and Caldwell has started a lot of games, and as I told y'all all along, you know, we're going to be different. What this group is going to be, how good it's going to be, we're going to find out. But they've had a good 5 weeks together, and, you know, it's time for them to start putting some good, you know, game weeks together. So it's a big, big test. I think getting Ryan Harris has been a big positive for our team. I think he's shown some really good stuff in the few days he's been here, and excited about him, you know, helping out this team also.
Offensive coordinator Rick Dennison dovetails those remarks of Kubiak's in talking about Derek Newton.
You know, the more they practice and play together, the better off they're going to be. Obviously, they've both, you know, they're both on the upswing. That's what we see. They're both improving, and they keep getting better together. I think that's the biggest part. You know, they just keep trying to gel and, you know, working with Chris and obviously the left side. All five got to work together.
As for Newton, he described the opportunity that's now presented itself.
Man, it's exciting, and, you know, I'm just ready to come out and play. And, you know, I've just been talking with Caldwell about, you know, how to go about playing the first game, starting. He just told me to go out there and have fun. So we just been working hard together in practice, and we're going to continue to get better every day.
To the left of Newton is offensive guard Antoine Caldwell. He has a lot of confidence in the second-year player out of Arkansas State.
Man, he's just incredibly talented. And, you know, equally as talented he is, as smart as he is, too. You know, he spends a lot of time off the field, you know, focusing on football. And, you know, I'm just excited for him. You know, I watched him progress a lot over this past year, and he's turned into a heck of a player. So we're just looking forward to carrying over to game day.
Meanwhile, the Texans' defense takes on a rookie quarterback in Ryan Tannehill out of Texas A&M. J.J. Watt says you got to put pressure on him.
You want to fluster him. You want to confuse him, put a lot of pressure on him, make him uncomfortable. It's his first game, and I know one thing that's going to make him very uncomfortable is our fans. Our fans are going to do a heck of a job getting loud, making his checks tough, making their tough to hear their audibles. So I'm really excited to have him come into our environment and see what it's all about.
That's it for your Texans Daily. We appreciate you watching. Remember to wear white if you're coming to the game. It's the Liberty Whiteout game. We'll see you next time.